The big, fat elephants. The big, fat elephants lived by a beautiful blue lake and tall green trees. The big, fat elephants, each and every single day, they would lift their trunks and the elephants would say, all the elephants, they reached with their trunks up to the tops of all the trees and they picked the freshest, greenest, juiciest, tastiest, most delicious leaves. Chomp! Gobble, 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 gobble. But those big, fat elephants, they were bothered by bothersome, buzzy, buzzy flies. They would buzz around their noses, they would buzz around their toeses, they would gozes everywhere, so the elephants were in an itchy, itchy despair. The chief elephant said, "Ooh, I got an itchy back." All the elephants, they agreed they would need a good scratch, so they turned their backs to the rough trunks of the trees. And they scratched. Ooh. Oh. Shall we all have a scratch? Rub our backs against the rough trunks of the trees in the forest. Ready? Have a wriggle and a squiggle against the trees. Ooh. Wasn't that nice? Oh. The chief elephant, he said,
"No. We've eaten some fresh, juicy green leaves from the tops of the trees, and we've scratched our backs against the rough trunks. Now, I think," he said, "we need to have a drink."
So, all the big, fat, grey elephants, off they goeses and dip their little grey toeses in the beautiful, blue, clear waters of the lake. And then, the chief elephant, he said,
"Trunks in the water, sucky up noises. Lift up your trunks right in the air. Point them in there into your mouths. Whoosh! Oh!" "Now," said the chief elephant, "now we've eaten some leaves from the tops of the trees. We've had a little scratch and we've had a drink, but I think it's time for a bath. Look at some of you. Look at that elephant over there. He's got mud in his hair. And look at this elephant here. He's got mud stuffed in his ear. And this elephant, you are a disgrace. You've got mud splattered right across your face. And you nose that you don't put mud up your nose. Oh, tut, 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 tut."
So all the elephants, they waded into the deep, blue, cool waters of the lake. Woom, 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 woom. They waddled from side to side. Woom, 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 woom. And when the blue lake was lapping and gently splashing over their grey shoulders, they had a bath. Wriggle, 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 splash, splash, splash. Wriggle, 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 splash, splash, splash.
"Now," said the chief elephant, "now we've eaten some leaves from the tops of the trees, we've had a little scratch and we've had a drink and a bath. Now, it's time," he said with a big smile across his face, "it's time after the bath for all of us to have a laugh."
Each and every one knew exactly how to have the best fun. So, trunks in the water, sucky up noises. They lifted their trunks up in the air, right up there, but this time they didn't point them there. No, not in their mouths. They knew exactly what to do. They pointed their trunks at one another and squirted. Whoosh, 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 air, air, whoosh, 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 air, air, whoosh, 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 air, not over me. Oh, I didn't want to get wet. Now, one day, all the big fat elephants, they had been in the forest, reached up to the tops of the trees, and they had eaten the freshest, greenest, juiciest, tastiest leaves. They had scratched their backs because of the bothersome flies, and then they made their way down to their beautiful blue clear lake. But oh dear me, what did they see? It was no longer bright and blue and beautiful. It was brown and muddy. They gasped.
Oh no! Look what the sun has done! It's such a hot day! He's taken a lot of our beautiful blue water away! And look! The fishes are swimming! They're swimming away! And the crocodiles, they haven't got their happy, snappy smiles! And listen!
They all stopped and they all listened and they heard the flapping wings of each and every forest bird.
Oh no, this is a terrible day. But elephants, listen to what I have to say. We still, I think, need to have a drink. So, trunks in the water, muddy brown water, sucky up noises. Lift up your trunks up into the air, point the ends into there,
into your mouths, and squirt with a big whoosh. Whoosh!
No, 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 this will never, never do. It will never, ever, never, 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 ever do. Do now,
said the chief elephant.
I want one of you to volunteer to go away from here and find another beautiful blue lake.
One of the mummy elephants lifted her trunk and she called out,
I'll go north. I'm sure I'll find a beautiful blue lake.
Oh, said the chief elephant. He became very excited. She's going to go north. Everyone, give her a big trumpety send off.
And they watched as the mummy elephant disappeared into the forest. When she reached the north, she looked left, she looked right, she looked up in the sky, and then she looked on the ground, and then mummy elephant, she looked round and 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 round until she was very dizzy-wizzy and she fell over with a big bump.
Ooh!
When she returned from the forest, she had a very sad look on her face. All the other elephants, though, were very excited and they called out, Did you find some water? She shook her head slowly and said, No. All the elephants dropped their trunks and they said,
Oh!
And then they lifted their trunks, they pointed their trunks, they wagged their trunks, and all the elephants, they said,
You're no good, go back to the wood.
And the chief elephant, he said,
You shoo!
One of the daddy elephants lifted his trunk and he called out,
I'll go south, I'm sure to find some water that we can squirt in our mouths.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Elephants, trunks in the air, and let's give him a big trumpety send-off.
So they watched Daddy Elephant disappear between the tall trees of the forest. And when he reached the south, he looked left, he looked right. He looked up in the sky, and then he looked down on the ground, and he looked round and 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 round until he was very dizzy-wizzy and he fell over with a big bump.
Ooh.
The other elephants were excited when they saw the daddy elephant coming back through the forest, and they called out, Did you find some water? He slowly shook his head from side to side and said,
No, I didn't find any water.
The elephants were disappointed. They lowered their trunks and they said,
Oh!
Then they lifted their trunks, they pointed their trunks, they wagged their trunks and they said,
You're no good. Go back to the wood.
And the chief elephant, he said,
you shoo!
But then Sister Elephant, she put her trunk up in the air and she called out,
Chief Elephant, I think we ought to go east.
Oh, you are such a silly little beast.
No, Chief Elephant, I'm not such a silly beast because I think if we venture to the east, we may discover a beautiful blue lake where we can feast ourselves on the lovely, fresh, clear water.
Well, elephants, he grew very excited. Trunks in the air, let's give her a big trumpety send-off.
Their ears flapped gently in the breeze as they watched Sister Elephant disappear between the tall brown trunks of the trees. And when she reached east, that little beast, she looked left, she looked right, she looked up in the sky, and then she looked down. And after a little while, she started to look round and round and round and round and round and round until she was very dizzy, whizzy, and she fell over with a big bump. And when she came back through the forest, Sister Elephant was not a happy elephant. She had no smile on her face. And the other elephants, they looked up and they called out, Did you find some water? Sadly, she shook her head from side to side and she said, No. All the elephants dropped their trunks and they said, Oh. And then they lifted their trunks. They pointed their trunks, they wagged their trunks, and all the elephants, they said, You're no good, go back to the wood. And the chief elephant, he said,
You shoo.
Now it was the turn of another elephant, of Brother Elephant. He stepped forward, put his trunk up in the air, looked up at the chief and said,
I know that it is west that is the best. That's what I suggest.
You suggest the west.
Yes, that's the best.
Well, if you're certain that it is the best, trunks in the air, everyone. Give him a big trumpety send-off.
And all the elephants watched as Brother Elephant disappeared into the dark green forest. And when he reached the west, Brother Elephant, he looked left, he looked right, he looked up in the sky, and then he looked on the ground, and Brother Elephant began to turn and look round and 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 round until he was very dizzy with it and he fell over with a big bump. But when Brother Elephant emerged from the trees, he had a big smile on his face. He was feeling mightily pleased. And all the elephants, they looked at him. They called out, Did you find some water? He nodded and he said, Yes, I did. And they all cheered. Come on, let's give him a big cheer. Hooray! Chief Elephant, he said,
Now, elephants, listen to me. We're all going to the west. But so that we don't get lost, we're all going to hold each other's tails with our trunks. So everyone, trunks to tails, tails to trunks, trunks to tails and tails to trunks, and we're going to swing together through the forest, through the trees. Are we ready? Swing, 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 swinging through the trees. Swing, 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 we're feeling very pleased.
And when they reached the west, they really saw that it certainly was the best, because there was a bright and blue and beautiful and clear, fresh lake. The elephants were so excited, they raced down to the water's edge, and in goes their toes. Splish, splish. Chief Elephant said,
Trunks in the water, sucky up noises. Lift up your trunks right up in the air. Turn your trunks and squirt in there. Whoosh! Oh. Now, we've had a drink. I think it's time for a bath.
So all the elephants, they waded into the deep, fresh, blue waters of the lake. Woom, 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 woom. They waddled from side to side. Woom, 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 woom. And when the blue lake was lapping and gently splashing over their grey shoulders, they had a bath. Wriggle, 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 splash, splash, splash. Wriggle, 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 splash, splash, splash. The chief elephant, he said,
Now, elephants, we've come through the forest, we've come through the trees, we've had a drink, we've had a bath. Now I think it is time that we all had a jolly good laugh. Let's have some fun.
They all knew what to do, each and every one. Trunks in the water, sucky up noises. Lift up your trunks, up. In the air, but this time point them anywhere. Point them to other elephants. Come on, we're going to squirt one another.
Whoosh! 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 Oh, no, not me! Not me! Not me, you bad elephants!
The elephants were having so much fun that they hadn't noticed anyone else who lived by that beautiful blue lake. They had come crashing, careering through the forest. They had come racing down to the water's edge, each and every one looking for water and looking for fun, that not one had noticed the rabbits that lived by their beautiful blue lake. And the big, fat elephants squashed some of the little soft rabbits in the brown, squidgy mud. The chief rabbit was a cross rabbit. He said,
I'm cross! I'm cross! I'm very, very cross!
The chief rabbit, he jumped on top of a big round anthill and he put his hands on his hips, he wiggled his hips and he said,
I'm a very cross chief rabbit! Look at those elephants, big, fat and grey! They have ruined our day and they've got to go away! That's what I say! Now, look at them! Look what they've done! Each and every one, they've squashed some of the rabbits in the mud! And it's not funny! Now, rabbits, we've got to have a meeting!
He gathered all the rabbits around him and he said,
Now listen, rabbits, we have got to chase those big fat elephants away today! Now, they are big and we are small, so we've got to use our big clever brains. I have got an idea,
he said.
Now listen here, I don't want any of you to make any noises whatsoever. No noise, no sound anywhere around. But I want to see if you can make scary, hairy faces. Come on, make a scary, hairy face. No, that will never do. That's not scary. That's just ugly. Now, rabbits,
he said,
I've got another brilliant idea because I am extremely clever, of course. Now, this time, let's see if we could make a big, loud, scary, hairy noise. So come on, let's hear loud, hairy, scary noises! Come on, louder! Scarier! Hairier! No! That will never do! Just listen to all of you! Oh, that's not scary, that's just silly!
The chief rabbit, he glanced at the lake. And he glanced at the sky, and he saw one, two moons. He saw two moons. He saw a big, round, silvery, shiny moon shining in the sky, and then he saw its reflection in the waters of the lake. The chief rabbit said,
I've got a brilliant idea! Why,
After all, that's why I'm Chief Rabbit, because I'm the cleverest one. Rabbits, I know how we can get the elephants out of here. You just watch, you just wait, you just listen.
So the rabbits, they watched and they waited and they listened. And when the elephants came out of the water, the Chief Rabbit, he called out,
"Excuse me, you're in trouble."
The Chief Elephant rubbed his head with his trunk and he said,
"Why are we in trouble?"
"You're in trouble with the moon."
"The moon?"
"The moon."
"Why are we in trouble with the moon?"
"Because you have made his lake very muddy, very dirty."
"His lake?"
"Yes, look in the lake."
The elephants turned and they looked in the lake and they saw the reflection of the moon in the water.
"The moon lives in that lake and he's cross with you because you've made his water very muddy, very dirty, and you have squashed some of his favourite friends, his rabbits, in the soft, squidgy mud."
"Oh, well, what have we got to do?"
"You've got to say sorry and go away, otherwise he won't shine on you at the end of the day."
"Oh," said the Chief Elephant, "we've got to say sorry and we've got to go away."
So the elephants, they turned to the water's edge. They all said,
"Sorry."
And very gently, very softly, very slowly, they dipped their trunks into the cool and lapping waters of the lake with a little splish, splish. But as they lifted their heads and let the water trickle down between their eyes, so they saw that they had made little splashes, and the little splashes made little ripples, and the little ripples began to run, run and race and chase over the smooth surface of the lake until they reached the reflection of the shining moon, and the moon seemed to shiver, shiver, shake, shake, everyone. Shiver, shiver, shake, shake. Shiver, shiver, shake, shake.
"Oh," said the Chief Elephant, "look at the moon who lives in the lake. Look at him shiver. Look at him shake. Elephants, we've made him very cross. We've made him very angry. And he won't shine on us at the end of the day. You heard what the Chief Rabbit had to say. So, elephants, we've got to go away. Elephants, trunks to tails, trunks to tails. Swing, 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 sadly through the trees. Swing, 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 we're not feeling very pleased."
As they made their meandering, winding way through the forest, so little silver droplets of rain began to bounce off the leaves again, bounced onto their noses, bounced between their toeses as they gozes through the forest, through the trees.
"Now we're back at our brown, muddy l—"
He stopped. He gasped. Can you gasp? And he said,
"Look, our lake. It's not brown and muddy and dirty anymore, but the rain,"
he pointed to the sky with his trunk,
"the rain has fallen and filled up our lake again, and is bright and blue and beautiful. And look, the fishes are swimming back today. And look, the crocodiles, they've got their happy, snappy smiles." And
they stopped, they looked up, and they listened, and why, in the sky, they heard the flapping wings of each and every forest bird. The Chief Elephant, he said,
"It's been a long and difficult day. We've been a very long way today, and I think it's time for some fun, time for a laugh."
They all knew exactly what to do. So do you. Ready? Trunks in the water, sucky up noises. Lift up your trunks right in the air. Point them anywhere, but not at me. Here we go. Let's have a whooshy squirt. Squirt one another. Whoosh, 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 squirt, 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 squirt,